Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some blunt business with your host, Lauren Lee Martin.
Welcome to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Lauren Lee Martin, and today I am joined by Hempstaff CEO and founder, James Yagallo. James is the CEO of Hempstaff, which is, it's been involved in the cannabis recruiting industry since 2014 and helped place thousands of employees in over a dozen states. Currently, Hempstaff has over 34,000 candidates in their database, and they also provide training. James, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, excited to have you. So, James, tell me, how did you come up with the idea for Hempstaff? Were you in staffing previous to this, or, you know, what kind of inspired you to get into this industry?
Yeah, in 2014, I live in Florida currently, and medical marijuana was looking like it was going to be approved there at that time. And I had 15 years experience of IT recruiting under my belt. So I was very interested in the cannabis industry, having been an advocate of cannabis and, you know, member of Normal since my college days in the 90s. I wanted to move into that industry. So I started attending various trade shows and whatnot, and found that, you know, there really was a need for staffing and recruiting in the cannabis industry. And one of the needs also led to our dispensary training course, as the biggest need, these people said, was knowledgeable dispensary agents. Unfortunately, Florida didn't pass in 2014, but those contacts we had already made with the people looking to get into Florida, a lot of them had existing, you know, businesses in elsewhere in the United States. So at the end of 2014, we took our recruiting and our dispensary training to a nationwide scale.
Wow, that's it's a pretty niche market. I know there's not very many people doing what you're doing right now, and you guys have kind of made a name for yourself. I did a little bit of research myself in the past for a blog I had to do about what's required for getting into the cannabis industry, and kind of just a how-to get into it. And I found that there were a few things that people were just getting wrong, like some myths about getting into the cannabis industry that you might commonly see with people going into interviews or that sort of thing. What kind of myths have you ran into of common things that people come in maybe to your training course and they just, you know, they have this crazy idea of what it's going to be like? What do you see?
A lot of people come in, they still think it's going to be like more of a head shop, you know, something they saw on that Netflix show Disjointed, or, you know, something from Cheech and Chong. And that's really not the case. It may have been the case in, you know, the early days of California and Colorado, but certainly the ones east of the Mississippi are more pharmacy and medical office oriented. And now we're starting to see the switch over in the older states of Colorado and the West Coast states, especially Nevada as well, all switching to that more medical style rather than, you know, Bob Marley posters on the wall. So I think that's one big misconception a lot of people have, is that they're going to be working in something that looks like a head shop as opposed to a pharmacy. Another really big misconception is it's all about indica and sativa. 10 years ago, that pretty much was the case. But now, you know, with all the strains out there, 90% are hybrids. So there's very few straight indica, straight sativas. So it's really about, you know, the testing and the labeling of those different cannabinoids and terpenes, and interpreting what those percentages mean when someone's going to consume that strain. So it's, you know, a lot more involved than just the indica and sativa.
Lastly,
A lot of people, they also don't realize how many different products are out there, especially in the newer states where people haven't been in a dispensary ever. You know, they don't realize, they know there's, you know, vape pens and flower and stuff, but they don't realize there's also sublinguals and transdermal patches and topicals, inhalers, oils, pills, salves, balms, you know, even suppositories. So there's, you know, so many different products. You know, we cover 24 in our training, and that just scratches the surface. So I think a lot of them come out of our training with a real, wow factor of how many different cannabis products out there and how many uses for cannabis there is.
Absolutely. It seems like every day I discover a new product or somebody's coming up with something new. I think that's something that's incredible about the cannabis industry is that there's just so much room for creativity and how we can, incorporate this flower into our daily lives. So yeah, there's so much to teach and there's so much to learn. One thing that I've noticed just in the business that I've been involved with over the years is the tendency to hire within or keeping employees close. I think that comes from maybe like a history of, because we were going from an illegal, we were going from an illegal sort of industry into a legal industry. So you want to be able to trust people in that transition. Do you find that having your course listed in people's resumes kind of breaks through the tendencies for businesses to hire within?
I'm not sure if it really breaks that tendency because they're never getting to the point of actually seeing another person's resume to know they took the training. However, we are starting to see a lot more owners go away from that, especially in the newer states where it takes a lot more capital to start a dispensary. They aren't generally those people that were in the black market anymore. So they don't have those, friends that were with them all along while they were doing illegal items. Now it's legal and they want to bring their friends along. That doesn't happen as much in the newer markets. And what we find out is when it does happen, a lot of them, don't really like it. It's, the friends thought it was all going to be, fun and games. And then they realize, no, they're, actually working in a medical shop and they're, dealing with a lot of sick people. Some of them are terminal. You form relationships with these people. And then one day those people aren't there anymore. So, it's not for everyone, especially in a strictly medical shop. What I can say is the training definitely does help people get their resume noticed for these businesses that are looking over resumes. I mean, on average, we see about 100 resumes for every job opening. So if someone has the same experience as you, but you took some cannabis training and they didn't, odds are they're going to call the person that took the initiative to take the training. And then because you took the training, the knowledge you're going to have during that interview will, definitely supersede anyone who didn't take professional training.
Absolutely. Your classes are more, so you've touched on it a little bit. Your classes are more geared towards training people in the medical sector or just that kind of medical attitude, essentially. Is there any crossover or future training plan for people who maybe want to work on the recreational side of things or any major differences or reasons why you would focus on the medical only aspect in this industry?
We actually do focus on the recreational as well. We just tend to train in states that have a lack of knowledgeable dispensary agents. So usually those are new medical markets. But in January, we recently had a class in Los Angeles covering the medical and recreational market. One view we do have is even recreational use is usually some type of medical use, whether they're coming in to sleep better, just to de-stress, to relieve pain. There's usually some type of medical relief they're looking for. So what people learn in our course can absolutely still be applied to the recreational market because you still got to figure out why that person's in there and exactly what they're looking for to be able to recommend the right product to them. You don't want to give them something that's making them go fall asleep, but they're going to take it at 11 a.m. Saturday morning.
Right, right. That makes sense. So your classes are more geared towards those people who are absolutely fresh in the industry. I'm sure you see people from all walks of life. Do you find your classes to be helpful for just newbies, or do you feel like maybe people who have experience can benefit from taking these classes as well?
Yeah, we've had many people who've worked in the industry for years come take our course. A lot of it feels kind of a refresher, and they knew most of the items, but there are some newer items. This industry changes so much. We do a course every city, probably every 3 or 4 months, and we have to update the book every 3 or 4 months because something has changed. So even our students that take our course, we allow our previous students to come back at no charge to future courses. So we recommend they come back once a year just to get the fresh updates. There may be new cannabinoids that were discovered, new terpenes, new products on the market always happens. So there's a lot of things that can happen that even someone that's worked in the industry for years can come and, you know, gain some knowledge. And we feel if they just take away one thing from that course, then, you know, it did its job and gave some education.
That sounds extremely helpful. That's kind of amazing too, that you guys allow them to come back for refreshers. That sounds like we're actually starting to get to a place in this industry where, you know, it's being streamlined, like just like any other mainstream industry, where you got to go and you got to refresh and you got to recertify and you have to, you know, stay on top of things. So we need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to touch a little bit more about what exactly you guys talk about in your training courses, and I have a few questions of my own. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping for essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Do you have new ideas that you believe will make a difference in the cannabis industry? Looking to make your brand or service stand out? The first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo is seeking sponsors and speakers for its inaugural event August 24th through the 26th at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners are all welcome to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Grow with us in this groundbreaking event, the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th through the 26th at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Learn more at usccexpo.com. I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I am Lauren Lee Martin, and I'm here with James Yagallo, the CEO of Hempstaff. And we've been talking about his training courses that he provides for people trying to get into this cannabis industry. James, you do courses all over the United States, and you've recently made a trip out here to California, where I'm currently at right now, because I was looking at your site and I saw you're going all over, and I was wondering when you're coming to California. So have you heard, do you guys do training with the seed to sales tracking that's coming up? I know it's really important for all the legalized states to start getting on top of that. Is that something that you guys have gotten on top of yet?
I mean, we generically cover the seed-to-sale tracking and POS systems and inventory. We don't really go into the details because, as we found, once you're hired in a dispensary, there's usually some type of orientation or training, and they're going to teach you exactly how they want you to run that software. So we didn't want to, you know, really get involved in the details and maybe conflict with anyone else's way that they're, you know, using MJ Freeway or BioTrack or whatever the state-run POS and seed-to-sale may be.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be different from state to state. So I guess that pretty much makes sense. So what are I know you see a wide range of people in your courses. What do you think are the women to men ratio that you see in your classes? Is that, do you see, as we have seen in this industry, that it, you know, it might be sort of tipping into a male dominated industry? Or do you think it has the potential to be an evenly saturated based on the student statistics you might be seeing?
Right now, we do see about 70% men to 30% women in our classes. You know, it's gone up a little. It probably used to be 75-25 when we first started it in 2014, 2015. What we have noticed from our recruiting side of our company is it does seem like there's a lot more men interested in the cultivation and extraction side than women. Not sure exactly why that is. It just seems a lot more people apply on their mail for cultivation extraction. Dispensaries, we are seeing a pretty even split of those applying and those getting hired, of men to women, of around 50-50. So I definitely think you're going to see even, you know, split in the dispensary side, but it does seem like it may be a little bit more, you know, men on the cultivation and extraction side from our experience.
Interesting. That's statistics that I have not heard yet, or, you know, observations. That's great. It's really interesting to me. Are you seeing more young people in your courses, or do you see all sorts of ages? What are you seeing there?
We do see all sorts of ages, from right out of high school to senior citizens looking for part-time jobs. I would say probably the main age group is 35 to 45, looking for a change in careers. You know, a lot of them may have been, you know, nurses or, you know, other type of, you know, medical field people, or just, you know, people that are totally looking for complete career change because they're cannabis enthusiasts. But I would say, yeah, 35 to 45 tends to be our biggest age range group of people. But it does range everywhere. Like I said, I've seen 18-year-olds, I've seen 75-year-olds as well.
That's interesting. That's kind of a tight window. It's just a little 10-year window there. That's pretty interesting to me. So James, do you actually teach classes yourself?
No, I do not teach the course. We have two trainers that teach each course. The main majority of the course that's taught in medicine, cannabis, and how to work in a dispenser and everything, it's about 80% of the course, is taught by one of our trainers that has a minimum of 5 years legal experience in the cannabis industry, including 2 years at least as a dispensary manager. Then we also have a trainer that is well versed in state laws, and that they cover about 20% of the course. And, you know, they will go over with the state regulations, the laws, and they also cover our resume, a review that we give everyone, and info and tips on how to find jobs in the cannabis industry.
Interesting. And did I read this correctly? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that you run this company with your wife?
Correct. Yes, I partnered with my wife. After I formed this company in 2014, she was, you know, a partner and just kind of assisting. And then when we came up with the training course, she actually had done corporate training in the hospitality industry. So she kind of spearheaded the training division while I focused on the recruiting division.
Interesting. So how is that, working hand in hand with your wife? Does it get overwhelming? Is it exciting? Do you guys challenge each other? What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. One thing I could say is, you know, no one ever gets upset when you take your work home with you. So, you know, we have different offices, so, you know, we're not, you know, in each other's face 24/7 or anything. So, you know, but we do have different offices. But the nice thing about it is we can brainstorm. You know, something comes to our mind at 8 p.m. during a Saturday dinner, you know, we can brainstorm about the company. So it kind of, you know, it is nice to have that in a partner that's always there to run an idea off of, rather than you're just, you know, normal 9 to 5 hours.
Absolutely. What a unique situation, and how special that you get to do that.
Absolutely.
So maybe you could just briefly tell me what a typical day of the CEO of Hemp Staff looks like. What does that look like for you? What are you doing for most of your days?
I don't know if there's really a typical day. I can kind of break it down to a typical week.
Sure.
You know, I mean, generally every day I start, you know, answer my emails from our account managers, recruiters, vendors, whatever. I'm bound to get a few overnight, especially since we work, you know, across all time zones or whatever. So, you know, first couple hours, just like everyone else, I'm answering emails. And then usually I have meetings. You know, I meet with our business development team a few times a week to discuss our advertising and marketing ideas. You know, what they're doing to get new clients in the cannabis recruiting space. I have a meeting with our training teams, and I'll discuss our training schedule, what states we should schedule on the upcoming training classes, what laws changed for the upcoming training course that we need to address in the book or presentation. We basically, you know, brainstorm. If anyone's heard anything that's about to change, we address that. So that's a big part of my week, is, you know, discussing changes in the state that we're training that upcoming week.
Sure.
I also have, you know, meetings with the web team to discuss our online presence, and with our PR company to discuss upcoming interviews like this one. you know, and at the end of every day, I try to spend at least an hour and a half, 2 hours just reading cannabis news articles. This industry changes so fast that if you don't keep on top of it, someone's going to say something and you're not going to know what they're talking about. So I really found it's very helpful to spend a couple hours a day just going over cannabis news articles and see what happened that day. There's that much stuff going on.
Absolutely. Have you read anything interesting lately?
Well, just like before this call, what I saw come through was there's a bill in New Jersey to expand their program pretty extensively and allow a lot more doctors to recommend it, a lot more conditions, and expand their dispensaries from 6 to 15. So there's good news for New Jersey in that article.
Absolutely. That's extremely interesting. There's a lot of things going on in this country, and it's important for people, especially people like you in the industry that you're in, to stay on top of that to help everybody else out here. We need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about placement. We're going to talk about how you help different companies recruit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th to the 26th, inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio podcast leader for all things cannabis, cannabisradio.com. Be one of the first to register today at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are talking about hemp staff with the CEO, James Yagallo. James, I'm so glad you're able to join us today. I've been learning so much from you. I've got a few more questions about hemp staff, if you don't mind. I'm interested in this. What are some of the highest paid placements that you've seen or that you've been a part of placing?
I would say that the highest paid ones are master growers and master extractors, especially in the newer states, because they're headhunting cannabis talent from existing states to get that person with 3 to 5 years experience. So we personally placed people at $120,000 a year at both those positions, and actually have people with pending licenses in certain states that are willing to go up to $150,000 a year for the right master grower.
Wow. It sounds like I'm in the wrong industry. That's incredible. That's incredible. So your hemp staff does training specifically for dispensaries. Do you any plans in the future to start training courses for somebody such as like a master grower, or, you know, more going towards that side of things?
That was something we discussed. And what we found out is there's so many different ways to cultivate and so many different ways to extract that it would have to be a pretty lengthy course to cover all those different aspects. So, you know, we decided to kind of stay away from that. What we are working on is, you know, maybe an advanced course for dispensary workers. Our 4-hour course, you know, really just scratches the surface and, you know, gives them the basis to learn on their own. But we don't go into details of the research that's been done and the studies and stuff. So we are definitely considering doing a, you know, part 2 of our dispensary course. They'll go in more detail in the future.
I gotcha. So what are you seeing in the industry that's lacking the most nationally as far as the types of jobs in the cannabis space? What do you think we need more of for this industry to really flourish?
Testing. Whenever there seems to be a delay in product or whatever, it seems to be held up at the testing labs. And, you know, these newer states all require very stringent testing. There's some states that still don't require it at all, but that is slowly changing because everyone realizes they want to know what's in their cannabis, whether it's medicinal or recreational. You want to know there's no pesticides in it. You know, you want to know if it's organic or not. You want to, not even to mention, you want to know how much THC is in it, how much CBD is in it. So the testing labs are just going to get more and more product in as the cannabis industry grows. And in most states even have testing labs, there's only a handful. And they're getting really overwhelmed. So I really think the testing labs is going to be one of the biggest growing segments of this industry, because it's not yet up to where it should be for the existing market, let alone where the cannabis market's heading.
What do you think needs to happen in order for people to get interested in wanting to get involved in that aspect of the cannabis industry and the testing side of things?
I don't think it's so much that the candidates are interested. I have a lot of people that would love to work in a testing lab. But right now, there's so few testing labs that those labs are only looking for previous lab workers. I think as more and more testing labs open, then you're going to have more and more employees, and there's going to be opportunities for those entry-level people to come in and learn how to be a lab worker, rather than the existing testing labs, which when they come to us for recruiting, basically say, yeah, we want someone with 3 to 5 years lab experience testing pharmaceuticals or whatever.
I got you. James, I've been thrilled learning so much from you. Why don't you take a second and let people know where they can find you and how they can sign up for your courses?
Absolutely. Our website's the best place to find us, www.hempstaff.com. That's H-E-M-P-S-T-A-F-F. And we have 2 divisions. We have our recruiting division and our dispensary training division. So on our site, you can go to the recruiting tab to get more information on that, or the training tab to get a list of all of our cities and dates where we'll be holding our 4-hour dispensary course. And you can also register for free on the site, whether you're a business owner looking for employees, or if you're a job seeker looking for a job or interested in our training. We'll send out emails when either are in your area. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Just look up Hempstaff.
All over. Real easy people to find. You should go out there. If you're an employer, absolutely look them up. Their website's fantastic and really easy to move around as well. James, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you as well.
And thank you for joining us for this edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. My name's Lauren Lee Martin, and I'll speak with you next week.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.